This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven past the hour, Monday the 12th of March, you're on the air with the DJV Experience. Jen Jen is out of reach, as it were, but ladies of the day, Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, are here with us to discuss what's going on here, there, and everywhere. So we have some other trending things. Victoria, what's the good cooker here? A couple of good cookers.
Well, Tim McGraw is still trending, and fans are now, well, what happened was last night while performing in Dublin with his wife, Faith Hill, they're on a joint tour together, he collapsed on stage in the middle of a song. He had to be taken off stage, and the show was stopped. Faith Hill came out and to address the audience and said that he's going to be fine. He's just extremely dehydrated. But now fans are, this is continuing to trend on Twitter because fans are concerned. No one has tweeted anything from Tim McGraw's account. He hasn't released a statement. He hasn't said, hey, everybody, I'm sorry to scare you, but I'm okay. And there have been no updates about the status of the tour. So fans are speculating online that maybe there's a little more to this, or maybe he's in a hospital somewhere being evaluated. So good thoughts to Tim McGraw.
Yeah, that was a good thought for him. Yeah.
And one of the other big stories that's trending is the New York City helicopter crash in the East River last night.
Yes,
there
yeah.
were six people on board, and five died. The pilot is the only one who was able to escape. The video footage of this, it's amazing to me. In the I don't know why I've had social media for so long, but there are so many homemade videos of this helicopter crash that are all over Twitter and all over the internet. So many people saw this helicopter come in for a landing, but it went right into the water, and so there's tons of video footage of that.
Was it windy there?
No, they said it was engine failure. The pilot had called Mayday and said he had engine failure. But because it immediately went into water, and the water was very, very cold in the East River.
Yeah. And there's a strong current on the East River.
Very strong, yep. And so the pilot was the only one who was able to get out of his harness. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, three people were still conscious. They took him to Bellevue, and they passed away later on.
Yeah. That's really
But on a good note, let's end on a good note. It is hashtag National Napping Day. So enjoy napping, everyone.
Very good for you. Napping is fabulous. 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Maybe
I'm like a two-hour napper.
Are you ready?
Well, I need like an hour and a half.
Good for you if you do more than an hour, and I don't know the reason for that. I remember seeing it out of the corner of my eye once because I do a lot of medical stuff with regard to the program, and I'm studying up on medical news all the time. And I remember a report from a month or so ago, Victoria, that suggested that if you nap for more than an hour, that may not be good for you. Maybe not be a good sign.
I think of my naps as like catching up on my second half of sleep that I didn't get at night. So it's not like a nap. It's like second sleep.
Yeah, okay, that is a good way of... There we have it. There is Kara putting a good spin on it.
I'm also like a two-hour napper.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, those of us who get up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, it tends to be... I slept... As we turned our clocks ahead, those of you who are lost thinking, wait a minute, where am I? If you didn't turn your clock ahead, you're out an hour right now.
Maybe that's why it's National Napping Day.
Maybe.
Because it's the first day back.
First day. Yeah.
You know, this week, not to be doom and gloom, but this week, statistically, more people die of heart attacks, and they all say it's related to the changing of the clocks.
Changing of clocks. Yep. That's true. I slept 10 and a half hours on Saturday night. And that's unheard of for me. Yeah, right. I just, well, every once in a while, because I do the back and forth, and maybe I don't get enough sleep. Like this week, I got to take the red eye to go back to the East Coast, and it does catch up to you after a while. I normally am a person that has a lot of vigor and vitality, but every once in a while, I feel it catching up. And it's hard. I do mind sleeping on the plane if my neck goes to the left or to the right, because you wake up and it's almost like your neck is disconnected from your head. You ever do that on a plane? When you've fallen asleep in your head? I bought one of those neck things
to keep
your head straight.
Yeah, I used it once all the time.
It seemed it was okay the first time I wore it. I'm sure I'll wear it again on Wednesday because I'll try to get some sleep on the plane going back on the overnight. Here's speaking of planes and riding on planes, Southwest Airlines has been sued by a passenger for landing at the wrong airport. There are two airports in Branson, Missouri. It's the kind of case that you talk about. If you're in law school, pay attention to this, please. There is the, well, I'll get to the reason for the $74,999 in a minute. Plaintiff requesting damages in that amount. Odd number. Turns out there is a strategic reason behind using it, and it could be considered sort of brilliant. Again, Forbes magazine carrying this story. Passengers had to wait for 2 hours after the plane landed because it was at the wrong airport. And I don't know, there was some other thing. There was a claim there was smoke in the plane, that sort of thing. The passenger is Troy Haynes, who lives in the area, flies in and out of Branson all the time. He knew before the plane landed they were going into the wrong airport. And apparently there were some people that were, you know, we were talking about anxiety and fear and that sort of thing, the fear of flying. A couple of people had a panic attack because they were at the wrong airport. They couldn't get out of the plane, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But why, the other part of the story is why sue for $74,999.99? Why not just round it up to $75,000? The reason for this comes from the fact that there are two court systems, the federal system and the state system. If a plaintiff files a suit in state court, the defendant can sometimes move it to federal court. And when that happens, the defendant does it by showing that the plaintiff and the defendants are from different states. Also, the amount at stake is more than $75,000. Suing for exactly one penny less than that blocks Southwest from removing the case to federal court, which seems kind of smart, right? So this is a good case for the lawyers. Branson, again, that town, there's only 51,000 people live in this town year-round, so why do they have two airports? Would be
yeah, that's kind of a good question, right?
Yeah, right. So that's the story behind the story. 50 miles in one direction. There's another airport in Springfield, Missouri, 50 miles away. So there are actually three in this small little area. I find that very interesting. But, when you have, if you understand how the system works, you just dial in the flight, the technical stuff. I don't dig around in the technical world, but when you set the radio receiver portion, you know, when, if you've ever listened on United to Channel 9, when you can hear the cockpit exchanges and all the back and forth to ATV, good Doug, to airline, ATV, ATC, air traffic control.
I've never done that.
It's fun to listen to it. If you fly United, I don't fly United much, but.
So do they cut off the passengers if something bad is happening?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I suppose they might.
Because who wants to be, like, the one listening guy? And it would be
you,
Doug.
We're going to crash!
Yeah, you're the one guy who'd be listening to that going, is anyone else hearing this?
So anyway, in terms of how this all happens and landing at airports, I don't understand, because you set the controls for a beam that will bring you to the right airport. So these guys must not either have been paying attention or they didn't set it right. And so they both have flown into either of the airports. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But they'll end up having to pay the $75,000, I'll bet you, because it was irresponsible. And they've already admitted that they landed at the wrong airport, so that's kind of the case is closed.
Yep.
That sounds, there's an old TV show called Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. Do either of you know about that?
I have never heard that.
Never heard it. Well, you can look it up. Because at the end, Sergeant Preston has his trusted dog, King. And at the end of every case of every show, he would look at King and say, "This case is closed." I just got goosebumps.
It's so great that you can give yourself goosebumps.
Thank you. Isn't it great? Yes. Thinking about that.
You're one-man band.
Thank you. No, I have the two of you to keep me coming and keep me straight.
Yeah, but we don't have goosebumps, though.
No, not telling you that story. Maybe I'll give you goosebumps in a moment. It's 15 past the hour. First, though, ZipRecruiter. If you're looking for a new job, this will give you goosebumps. ZipRecruiter.com has the highest rate of success of any of the job-finding online software companies. ZipRecruiter allows you to post your job to hundreds of the web's leading job boards. One click and one click only puts you up and then let the smart technology go to work for you. It actively notifies qualified candidates about your job just within minutes of posting, so you get all the right possible matches as quickly as possible. ZipRecruiter gets qualified candidates to you as a job hunter. There's job seekers, job hunters, people who are, it's like receiving, it's like the donor and the receiver. You might be the donor, and the company is the receiver of you and your quality, the idea that you've had great experience, your quality resume. That's what people want. They want somebody who really has what they need, and ZipRecruiter is the best way to put both of those parties together. Used by businesses of all sizes, all around the country and all around the world. So, as a listener to this program, you get to use ZipRecruiter free going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yep, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free. Try it out. You're looking for a job. You want to go and you don't have... It could be that you, when you're setting your search, you want to stay local or regional or national. That you get the option of telling ZipRecruiter where you want to be seen. And if you want to be seen everywhere, it's all the better for you to get that new job. So here we go. ZipRecruiter.com. It's free. Use it free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to Comscore total visits.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working. We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
If you're a small
business. All right, it's danger time. Warning, warning. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. Here's some advice. Don't ride a horse into a nightclub. Why would I be giving that advice? A woman in her underwear arrived on a white horse at a packed nightclub in Miami Beach over the weekend, greeted by flashing cameras, as you can imagine. Remember that scene in True Lies where Arnold Schwarzenegger rides the horse through the mall in Washington? Remember that?
I've never seen that movie, but...
It's a great movie. You should check it out. Anyway, the Moki Lounge in Miami Beach under investigation for possible animal cruelty and public safety issues. Video from this stunt earlier in the week. Social media all over this.
Mm-hmm.
City has revoked the club's business license. The clip shows a woman in what appears to be a thong and a bra entering the club on a white horse. Horse dips, the woman falls off, the horse bucks and walks off. People in the video are heard gasping and then cheering. Police posted the video on their Twitter feed in hopes of gathering some more information. They reported they found the horse and tweeted, "The horse has been inspected, deemed healthy and safe. Our investigation continues."
This was such a weird, weird story. I saw this video on Twitter over the weekend. That's how I first found out about this story, because the video went viral, and it's so ridiculous. It looked like it was a stunt that the club did, because you know, a lot of these nightclubs, like, they always have all kinds of different gimmicks and things like that. So that's what it looked like at first, but then you could tell the horse falls down, which, of course, as soon as I saw that, that makes me gasp, and that makes me angry. Yeah. And so luckily he was okay, but the horse ran off, like, into Miami. So that's what the concern was. They had to catch the horse on top of figuring out who this woman was. It's such a weird story.
Yep, a lot of weirdness around. It's 21 after the hour. This is not weird. This is the DJV show.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On one of these movies, or I could sing the chorus, the theme from The Gladiator, if you're not familiar with it, in the background, because the focus here at 23 after the hour with the DJV gang, Victoria, Doug, and Kara, is Russell Crowe, who apparently is auctioning off some items that were collected when he was married, and now that he's involved in the big D, auctions like this are sometimes they're open, sometimes they are not. In Russell Crowe's case, it is open. He and his soon-to-be ex-wife, actress Danielle Spencer, have finalized their divorce after the separation. It's been 5 years. They're ending it with a public auction at Sotheby's called The Art of Divorce. The catalog cover shows Russell Crowe toasting the viewers with a cocktail. Among the collection for sale, 29 luxury watches with a $50,000 Vacheron Constantine. I don't even know what that is.
But I don't know watches, but 50 grand's a lot.
Watch, yeah. Not even a Rolex. Also, 227 lots of fine art, antique vehicles, furniture, jewelry, musical instruments. It must be the law down there is the same as it is here, 50-50. Is that it?
That's why they're selling
all this stuff, to split it up?
I guess so, yeah. He had a weird quote about saying something like he doesn't have to pay for storage for this stuff anymore, and he's happy to get rid of it.
So some other items.
It all kind of seems tacky to me, but...
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
But there is some cool stuff, I guess, that
guitar collection, a cricket paraphernalia collection.
It's also weird that it's on their, what would be their 15th anniversary.
Yeah, it is kind of...
That's strange.
Chairbacks from American Gangster with Ridley Scott, who was the director, and Denzel Washington co-star with Russell Crowe. He's also selling gladiator costumes, swords, fully functional replica Roman chariot.
Who doesn't need that? Everyone
Prop
needs
horses.
One of those.
And also, let's see, items from Cinderella Man, Master and Commander, 310 to Yuma, Robin Hood, Les Miserables, and more. He's been in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
So that's for the collector. All right. New music Monday time is 25 after the hour. Now it's time for us to hit three new songs. See which ones you like for your interest and information. This is a Jimi Hendrix song, a new one, from Both Sides of the Sky, third album of Rare Takes, live performances, previously unreleased tracks. It's called Stepping Stone from Jimi Hendrix. What do you think of this?
Yeah.
Nothing left. Never liked Jimi Hendrix.
Really?
Nope. He represented all which was bad in my estimation.
Okay. You sound like the nuns going against Katy Perry. Yeah, now.
Yeah, maybe. All right, so we give that short shrift. Stepping Stone, for those of you interested. Number two on our list of three for New Music Monday for your consideration. Somebody none of us know, Nathaniel Rateliff. And the Night Sweats, a song called Little Honey from a new album called Tearing at the Seams. Let's see what we think of this. Some possibilities that one does. Here's another one new this week, Janelle Monáe from the new album Dirty Computer. Oh, Make Me Feel. We had to edit this to make sure nothing bad got on the air.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm for the second one.
Well, one of the cool things, so Janelle Monáe is like basically a protege of Prince, but he actually worked on the song with her, and the bass line and the synth is a rhythm that he came up with years ago and included it in the song with her. So, pretty cool.
Okay. Well, if you like that kind of thing, help yourself. I'm for Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, though, in their song. And Jimi Hendrix, you can forget about that. Throw it in the trash can. 28 past the hour, New Music Monday time.
In today's automotive news, previously there were only two ways to own a car. You could buy it or lease it. But Volvo have come up with an ingenious subscription plan where owning a car is just like your cell phone, and it even covers insurance. The plan is called Care by Volvo, and it is a hassle-free way of owning a car, and you can change it every 12 months. Owners pay $600 or $700 a month, depending on the trim level, and everything from tires to windshield wipers is included. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply, in-store only, and 3/24/18.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here.
I'm just shopping.
Oh, table runners, come with me. A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now 34 after the hour, it's the Monday DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen along for the DJV ride. One of the things that seems sad, I'm looking at the final days of Stan Lee, who's now 95. Imagine all of the things with this Marvel comic book phenomenon. He started the company, he came up with most of the ideas. And he created Spider-Man, Iron Man, X-Men, the Avengers, all of them now. This whole thing was sold, his company was sold to Disney for $4 billion.
Crazy.
He pocketed millions. And so anyway, the circumstance for him at this point in his life is instead of being comforted with the loss of his wife, that sort of thing, somehow somebody has gotten into his bank accounts and is stealing tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars at a time, and nobody seems to be able to put a stop to it, or at least they don't know where the money is going. He's living up in the Hollywood Hills. He's got a $1.4 million mortgage, and one wonders how it is that somebody like that with all that money has got a mortgage. And apparently it was put on his property by somebody, a reverse mortgage sort of thing. So he doesn't seem to be all
so
there.
So somebody leveraged his house and got money. Right.
Yeah.
I think he has either dementia or Alzheimer's or something, right? Because it's very plausible that he that this is a health aid worker or someone in his house that he's giving permission to and then forgets that he did it.
Right.
Which his is elder abuse. I mean, this is someone taking advantage of him. It's terrible.
He's got one daughter who's left. The second one died just several days after after her birth. So this one daughter loved her parents, took care of her parents, and I'm not quite sure where she's disappeared to, whether she's involved with somebody who's a con man. But the point of the story isn't so much. This is for everybody. If it can happen to somebody like that, it'll happen to anybody. And there are so many people who are alone when they get into that age category. They don't have family. They don't have friends. They have anybody in their lives, and they're in some kind of a home. And the home, if they have money, the home's going to have access to it anyway because they need to be paid for their services. But there's always a story of some hustler, somebody who has designs on the money that come from people like this. And so you look at it and you think it's the best thing I can tell you. The only real reason I brought this up wasn't to necessarily tell you the story of Stan Lee, but to be aware of these sorts of things that could happen to somebody that you love. That's really the reason that I brought it to the surface. So what is the old expression? A word to the wise is sufficient. Moving on, the gunman in this California veterans home situation from last Friday, police have identified him and the hostages, three hostages and the gunman at this veterans home in Napa County. Sheriff's office has found out who it was. Let's see, it was the fellow who was in charge of stress disorder. The woman was Christine Lober, executive director, Jennifer Golick, a therapist, and Jennifer Gonzalez, a psychologist. This was at the Yountsville Veterans Home, largest of its kind in the U.S. The gunman was 36-year-old Albert Wong, who was tossed out of this place and didn't like it, so he went back to shoot it up. That's basically
that's another PTSD case, too, right?
Yep. That's right. And he was thrown out because he was acting badly. Wouldn't you think they'd have facilities if he was acting out? You put him someplace where he can be observed or helped instead of just throwing him out in the street.
The last thing they should have done is turn him out into the public.
Yes, right. Exactly. And he wasn't shot by the police. He killed himself.
Sad.
That is kind of, take a deep breath. Therefore, but for luck or whatever, go I or somebody that we know. State Department issuing a warning for U.S. citizens, don't go to the Playa del Carmen in Mexico. Week after an explosive device there found on a tourist ferry. Message posted on the embassy's website. Agency says it has received information about a security threat in Playa del Carmen, barring government employees from traveling into that town. Popular destination for American college students, and I believe this is looking at the price of what an airline ticket is this week. I think we're in spring break, are we not?
Yeah.
Seems to me, is it early? But it is, I believe.
No, March and April is, just depends where you go to school, but this is prime spring break time. And this is also, I've been to Playa del Carmen. I don't tend to think of it as a spring break destination, but I guess it is. I always think of it more of like a honeymoon destination. It's a couples kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, Mexico has had so many problems. When we got married last June, we went to Mexico on our honeymoon, and right after we got back, like not even a week after we were back, the story started coming out about the tainted alcohol that was being served in a lot of the Mexican resorts from Cancun down to Playa del Carmen. And people have died from it, and women have been sexually assaulted, people have been robbed. So beyond the threat of explosive devices on ferries, it's dangerous enough just to go. You take your life in your hands now if you go and get a cocktail somewhere. You have to just be so careful. And they haven't solved that yet. It was 50,000 gallons.
Never been to Mexico. Other
it's
than
beautiful.
Just over the border, Tijuana. I've just, for whatever the reason, I don't know why, I never had the opportunity and never really the desire.
You're not really a beach guy, though, right?
Nah.
Yeah, the beaches are beautiful. The water is amazing. It's really, if you're not into that, you can do some of the Mayan ruins in the jungle and stuff, but it's really a beach.
That kind of stuff I'd like to learn about. Probably go on there are tours every year, spiritual tours that I might like to go on, but you're right, I'm not a beach guy. I don't want to sit around on the beach. I don't mind taking a walk. I want to go anywhere it's 70 degrees or warmer. That's where.
Well, Mexico does have that box checked.
Yes, they do. In a moment, what do you think of when you think of God? In a matter of moments. Meanwhile, depression, past drug use may increase your risk of prescription opioid addiction. It is Patient Safety Awareness Week, which is a perfect time to talk to your doctor and learn more about the facts.
Did you know that millions of people prescribed opioid pills for surgery pain are at risk for addiction? I'm Colorado State Senator Nancy Todd and Board Chair of Women in Government. Many people keep taking prescription opioids long after recovery from surgery. Misusing opioids can lead to addiction and in some cases overdose or death. There are other pain management options that can be appropriate. Before surgery, ask your doctor about pain management options. For more information, visit womeningovernment.org.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 minutes after the hour, DJV show. So when you think of God, ladies, Kara, what do you think of? What picture, what vision, what image comes into your mind when you think of God?
This is a very loaded question for me. I guess I just think of religion. I don't really get that much of an image in my head.
You don't get an image of the person or the whatever the being looks like.
No, and I think that obviously that image is different for everyone. I'm not particularly religious, and I'm not really even that spiritual, so I don't have that much of an image in my head.
All right. So, Victoria, you're the right person, being a Quaker. What do you think, when you think God, what do you think of image-wise?
I guess I would think more nature. I think that I tend to always see God in nature, so some sort of a landscape would probably pop into mind if I was really thinking about it.
I remember in Sunday school when I was in the church school, every Sunday morning, we'd go to church for a few minutes, then we'd go down and have 45 minutes of time to learn things, whatever the Bible taught or lessons about life. And I remember thinking that God was an old guy in a white robe and a long white beard. That was my first image of him. And then more, I suppose, in a contemporary way, think of The Simpsons and how contemporary culture focuses on what God looks like that way. There's a new book out called What Did Jesus Look Like? Is the book written by Professor Joan Taylor of King's College in London. And I managed to pick up this in the airport last week, and I looked at it over the weekend. It's pretty interesting. I ask about, because I have visions of God, but then Jesus, who was his son, according to the stories in the Bible, Did he look like his father? That's sort of the question that's answered in the book. How much does Jesus look like his father? How much DNA does he have? Which is an interesting angle, a modern angle, because we all have a mental portrait of Jesus as well. I remember in that same Sunday school class seeing a picture of Jesus with brown, long hair and white and stuff, and Jesus wasn't white, he was black. And so you go from there, but it is, he was. He was a Middle Eastern, big-nosed, black guy who was, you look at what the people who grew up, and it didn't make a difference whether you were Jewish, whether you were, well, there was no Christianity at the time, whether you were Muslim, and there wasn't any of that at the time. So if you look at what was there, what the people looked like who were in that part of the world, they all pretty much looked the same, and they didn't look white, and they mostly didn't have any brown hair either. Jesus was not a light-skinned, blue-eyed icon, the way he looks in some of the art renderings, or like William Defoe looked and when he played it, or what's his name that was Cavill?
Jim Caviezel.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Apparently, this woman's done some research on Jesus. He was only 5'1", weighed 130 pounds, and he... let's see, what else did she say about it? He was somewhat muscular, had dark olive-brown skin. She gets into it a little bit more. She went through forensic anthropological reports of men who lived at this time. And then, of course, there was a lot of focus on other skeletal remains that were found in the region where he was supposedly buried. You can never find any bones because we all know what he did on the third day, or at least that's what the stories are. But anyway, it's really interesting to look at people who were Egyptians, Sudanese, Ethiopians, Judeans at that time. Jesus was likely to have looked like the men who are in some of the early Egyptian art. So, if you're interested in that, the book is on the Harvard University Press. What do you think of that? Does that sort of shoot? Now, a lot of people listening right now are going to be ticked off at me because whenever I go down this, we refer to it as a rabbit hole minute ago with somebody else. But it's like, I just find these things interesting because they...
Yeah.
I'm not trying to do any damage to what people feel. I just find it interesting that there is so much interest in this human being and so many different stories, it's kind of like fake news of the time. How do you really know what this guy was all about? I find his characterizations fascinating.
Yeah.
And no matter what you get out of him, he did exist, and he was a fabulous healer. He was fabulous. And he was a fabulous people person. That seems to be without question. But I just get a kick out of how he's imaged, if you will, by what amounts to the PR people of the time. This is the way he's supposed to look.
I think it's tough for people, like you shared the experience of going to Sunday school as a little kid. I think it's hard for people when that image is in all the Bible stories and things of children's books. And I think it's hard for people to change that image if they're so attached to it. And a lot of people are very attached to that image. And it's in churches. Mm-hmm. And when you see him in church on the cross, he's always depicted in the same way.
Yes.
And I think that's really what makes it difficult for people. But I'm more with you. I don't have really an image. So to me, I'm kind of more interested in, in the actual science behind it and the real history of it.
Story behind the story, as it were. And that's what that was. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is right on top of things time here, folks. 53 and change after the hour. It's Movie Moments with Chuck Curry, Tori and Karen and I here in suspense, trying to figure out why we're playing the theme from The Dead Zone. Okay, Chucker, it's all yours.
You like that music, though?
No, I don't like it at all.
I did a screening last night of it at my local theater in East Stroudsburg. It's my favorite movie based on a Stephen King novel. It stars Christopher Walken. I think it's the best performance he's ever given. Yeah. Directed by David Cronenberg, who also did the remake of The Fly. Really good work. Brooke Adams, who was also Invasion of the Body Snatchers back in the 70s, co-stars in this film. And Martin Sheen plays the unhinged politician, and Christopher Walken plays a character who could, has the ability to tell the future. This is a great movie. I know you don't like it because you didn't see it.
I didn't see it, but I will tell you, I think Martin Sheen and Christopher Walken are two of our best actors. I think they're both fabulous in their own right. They both have such a long stretch of great accomplishments. I really think Walken is amazing, frankly. But Martin Sheen is so dependable. He's just very solid. And so the two of them, interesting. Yeah, okay. So I may not like the theme.
You. So I've intrigued you at least.
Yes, you have. Yep, you've intrigued me.
Okay.
All right, let's get to...
Yeah, you were very grumpy, I got to be honest.
Listen. Okay, thank you. The weekend box office, I went to see Gringo and Red Sparrow, which both coincidentally, and I didn't have this in my mind, have the same male lead in this Joel Edgerton. We've been talking about him. He's been around forever. I don't remember him ever opening or being the male lead in a movie, but you tell me that he has been in some circumstances, Chuck.
Well, he played a... There was was a movie in 2015 with Jason Bateman titled A Gift. He wrote and directed that film. He played sort of a villain named Gordo. He was really good in that film. He's worked a lot in the last 10 years. He was in Zero Dark Thirty, The Great Gatsby, a movie called Life, It Comes at Night. He's been very consistent. He's not a household name, though.
No.
If you show, if you show people his picture, they might say, yeah, I've seen him before, but they're not going to know his name. But he's a talent.
He plays a stupid role in Gringo. That movie is just stupid. It's just a paycheck for the people that were in it. And then Red Sparrow, which is really quite a good movie. Let's find out where all these things... he was likable, and I thought that Jennifer Lawrence did a really good job in this movie, frankly. It was a good vehicle for her, and it's the kind of movie that I, frankly, enjoy. It's a lot of intrigue and good stories, not a lot of violence. So, and it was, let's find out from Chucker right after this how the standings, how did the Disney movie that everybody was talking about, wondering whether Oprah and the bunch would be, Reese Witherspoon would be on the top of the charts? This is a spoiler alert. The answer is no. All right, right after this, we get to the box office totals.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. Table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here. I'm just shopping.
Oh.
Table runners, come with me. A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
All right, so Chucker, Black Panther has now made more than $1 billion at the box office, the king of box office movies so far this year, right?
It's done $562 million as we speak. $41 million over the weekend. Four weeks in a row, number one.
Yeah, but you're talking about America. I'm talking about around the world.
Yeah, around the world, it's made $1 billion now.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, clearly this movie has become a cultural event in a lot of ways. I reviewed it on the. I was very mixed on it. I think you liked it more than I did.
Right.
But I don't think anybody predicted this movie would do $1 billion worldwide. I think it's the second highest grossing superhero movie ever at this point.
All right, what else you got?
And they announced the sequel. No surprise. Wrinkle in Time, Disney's highly ambitious new film based on a young adult novel. $33 million to place second. That is a disappointing number. Strangers, Pray at Night, a horror film. $10 million opening weekend. Red Sparrow did $8 million. And we get number two in Game Night, a movie with a lot of legs, 7.9, $45 million in 3 weeks of release.
59 pounds.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.